That mic is fine. You don't have to. Yep. You can leave it right where it is. You bet.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nasro Asher. That's NASROABOYSHIR. My mom and I, like so many, have gone into childcare to help disenfranchised children get access to quality childcare. Our main objective is to give the tools and resources that so many children wouldn't normally receive. We love the work we do, and running and operating a center is a big commitment that takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Recently, Chris Sears of the Star Tribune did a piece on our center. I encourage everyone to read that, and we welcome any other journalists who are interested, come and see us, except for Fox. Our center is open 7 days a week. Myself and other providers are working around the clock to provide for our kids and to make sure our center is run smoothly. We are out here today to shed light on our story. All across Minnesota, providers are working tirelessly to provide quality care to children. We are actively trying to solve the child care crisis, and instead of increasing funding and creating legislation to help providers, we are targeted by the media and politicians who are pushing racist and discriminatory policies. Republicans have been hailing their whistleblower as a hero and circulating his Senate testimony despite being exposed for spreading lies and rumors in the past. He clearly was embedded and fit the narrative even though he was demoted from being an ulterior motive. The former FBI agents that was interviewed has been quoted on alt-right conspiracy theory websites, spreading his hate and Islamophobia. False reporting has serious consequences and negatively affects our families and our kids. We are here to talk about the real issues, which are kids who need access to childcare. Corporate-backed media and politicians vilify and scapegoat communities of color, prioritizing profits over kids. We as immigrants, Muslims, and people of color don't get the benefit of the doubt. It is assumed that we are in favor or support of whatever criminality a few people are involved in. When it comes to banks, hospitals, or other corporations, it's a few bad apples, not a systematic problem that needs immediate legislation. False reporting has spread hate and division. This divisiveness goes against Minnesota values and should not be tolerated. We've been welcomed, encouraged, and supported here in the States, and we are here to say, as Minnesotans, we won't stand for slander, bullying, and intimidation. Just look in the comment section under the false news reports to see evidence of this. We need politicians with real solutions. As we head towards the next election, candidates want our votes. If elected officials are serious about fighting for kids and addressing racial equity in our states, we want you to stand up now and stop the harm that is being inflicted. Thank you. Next up, we have Noura Awil. That's N-U-R-A. Last name is Awil, A-W-I-L, who's a child care manager and a parent, who's going to briefly tell us how the negative reporting has impacted her family.
My name is Noura Awil. I'm a mother. I stand up all the mothers ever raised. My son is in my room. He asked me, Mom, what are you doing? I said, nothing. What they do to my people? I said, nothing. The same negative, I hear negative on everybody has a device. They're watching. They are terrorists. I said, no. They are people. I said, no. I say, Mom, that negative who say that is, don't shame. The person say that, he have to feel shameful because we are unsupported. We need say, our kids, they can't go to school. They feel scared and unsupported and bad person. That kids is next generation American. They come here, they need to be, I'm emotional, I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. But I feel that inside and outside.
Okay. Thank you. This harmful reporting not only is a distraction from the real issues in childcare, but it's hurting our kids. We are here to say enough is enough. Next up, we have Alita Barud, who's a parent from Rochester.
Sharing your story. Thank you. I'm Alita Borud, A-L-E-T-A-B-O-R-R-U-D. I'm from Rochester, Minnesota. I'm a parent and a retired physician. I struggle to find quality childcare that fit my long and unpredictable schedule. And when I did, it put my family $20,000 in debt. Nothing was more stressful for me. So I'm here fighting for all other parents and for our kids. But I'm also here to stand up against the racist targeting of our Muslim and Somali neighbors and child care providers. They're all being targeted by this. The unsubstantiated claims are a smokescreen that diverts attention from the fact that our elected officials have once again failed to actually address any of our real needs. The real child care crisis is the lack of accessible and affordable providers, especially in rural and farming areas. I know that there are women who can't work because there are literally no providers. I've had women tell me that the closest provider that they can access is 30 miles away. This is in Minnesota, the biggest child care desert in the nation. If our legislators truly cared about our children and our rural communities, they would fully fund programs like the Child Care Assistance Program. The Rochester School District, where I live, has one of the worst racial disparities in discipline and outcomes in the state, in a state with one of the greatest disparities in educational outcomes in the nation. Now, if our legislators, again, truly cared about every child, they would fund the early childhood education that is vital to addressing these disparities. We as Minnesotans refuse to be pitted against one another while politicians grandstand for their own aims. We must resist the cynical attempts to divide us from each other, and as we look to the elections, we will be united in picking candidates who are seriously committed to Minnesota values, to solving our child care crisis, and fully funding the Child Care Assistance Program. Thank you so much.
Next up, we have Jara Zachary, a parent and an equity specialist.
Zachary, K-I-A-R-R-A-S-A-Z-A-C-K-E-R-Y, and I'm a mom of two. I'm also an equity specialist. Early childhood education is important to me because I want my kids to have the best opportunities so they can start off well. Education is an equalizer in this country, and that means every child needs access to early education. As a young mom, I was a student and worked full-time. During this time, I was put on the wait list for child care assistance. We made it work by working different shifts and having family help out. Once I had to bring my daughter to a final because I didn't have access to childcare. When I finally got off the wait list, it was extremely difficult finding a childcare center that had space for her. I had to call many centers before we could find a place that I trusted. Years later, when I had my second child, I was put in the same situation where I was put back on the wait list. Minnesota has the largest childcare desert in the country and 5,000 families on the wait list. When I think about the struggles that I went through and the struggles that thousands of moms go through to find access, this is the real crisis. Governor Pawlenty cut CCAP in 2003 and we have never recovered. We need elected officials to address the real stories and real issues facing Minnesotans. Thank you.
Last up, we have Lynn Hoskins, who's a child care director.
Thank you. My name is Lynn Hoskins, L-Y-N-N-H-O-S-K-I-N-S. I'm the director of Community Child Care Center in the far north, or the far south end of Minneapolis. And I've been in child care for almost 40 years. Our center serves 100 children, and we employ 32 people. Research has shown that the birth to three period is the fastest rate of brain development across the human lifespan, and quality childcare has a positive impact on that development. Being part of helping children achieve that growth and develop into successful adults is the most rewarding thing I can imagine, and this is why I've worked in childcare for almost four decades. It is exasperating to see that the state legislature has not yet fully funded childcare in Minnesota. Minnesota has one of the highest achievement gaps in the United States, and quality early childhood education for all has been proven to significantly reduce that gap. Low-income families continue to struggle. Our center is one block away from a large subsidized housing complex, but families from that building don't come to my center because people can't get off the wait list. This is unacceptable. And we need safe, affordable childcare for their children so they can work. Our teachers deserve to make a living wage, but I can't afford to pay my teachers more when the provider reimbursement rates, the reimbursement rates are based on seven-year-old data. Reports in the industry would have us believe that the misuse of public dollars is rampant in the child care industry. It seems like racism and anti-Muslim bias are driving this story. It's another way to protect the people in higher tax brackets who need the protection the least. We should be embarrassed that 5,000 families are on the waiting list for child care. It's time that Minnesota stepped up and fully funded the child care program.
So thank you all for coming. That's it. And now we can take some questions. Anybody has anything?
And what would you like to see specifically in terms of the amount of funding once lawmakers and the next governor are back at it?
I think to fully fund CCAP, there was estimates of over $300 million, and that's what it would take to just get the families off of the wait list, and that wouldn't increase the rates that we would need, but I would say at least $300 million.
And as opposed to, what is about $250 now, correct?
Okay, that's it. Thank you.